We had a world record in the Olympic Stadium, two British records with Laura Muir and the women's 4x100 relay team, a personal best for Katarina Johnson-Thompson in the high jump, Jess Ennis-Hill with a season's best in the 100-metre hurdles, and Christine Arugu and Adam Jamili also got season's best. But we have to start with Usain Bolt, who ran his first 200 metres ahead of Rio 2016 in a time of 19.89, and I caught up with him afterwards.
Usain, how was that?
It was good overall. I think it was okay. It wasn't perfect, but I didn't expect perfection for my first run, so I'm happy with everything.
Were you easing up at the end?
For me, I wasn't happy, slightly, but it's just one of those things. I knew after the run, in the middle of the run, I could tell that I just needed more races, and I was slightly sad that I know it was my last one, so it's just one of those things.
So plenty more work for Usain Bolt to do, but he says the treble in Rio, that gold triple of 100 metres, 200 metres, and the relay that he's won in London, here in London, 4 years ago, and Beijing 4 years previous to that, that's what he is continuing to aim for. I mentioned a record that had been standing for 12 years, Kelly Holmes's record in the 1500 metres. Laura Muir is now a big chance of a medal at Rio 2016. She broke the British record when Kelly Holmes won the 1500 metres in the Olympics in 2004. And afterwards she told me it felt pretty good.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I mean, Dame Kelly Holmes's record.
Yeah, I mean, a British record's tough. It'll be very tough. But for it to be Dame Kelly Holmes' record, the one she ran running the Olympic gold, it's... Yeah, I mean, you couldn't ask for, you know, a better person to have held the record before you. So I'm so pleased, and I'm sorry, Kelly, but I'm hoping that put a smile on your face anyway.
A personal best for Katarina Johnson-Thompson of 1:95 in the high jump. Christine Arugu admitted she wanted to go a bit faster despite a season's best in the 400 metres. And Adam Jamili in the men's 200 metres, 20.07 as well, looking good ahead of Rio. But Jess Ennis-Hill, who's in action later on day two of the anniversary games, also got a season's best in the 100 metre hurdles, and we caught up with her after the race.
How have you found tonight?
Yeah, really, really pleasing. Didn't expect to make the final, so it was great to be in that kind of race. To run, you know, in the 70s in the heat was brilliant. So I'm happy I've come away knowing that I'm gathering a bit more speed and preparations are going well.
Jess, what was it like to be part of a world record race?
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, I've watched those girls competing on TV, and, you know, they're so fast. And, yeah, just a great buzz to be in that field and actually racing alongside them. I wish I hadn't hit a hurdle and, you know, just been more involved towards the end. But it was brilliant to be part of it. Such a fast time.
And all that, a world record from Kendra Harrison, 12:20 in the 100-metre hurdles that you heard Jess there talk about, and that was a record that had stood since 1988.